In the past, bloody election violence in KwaZulu-Natal has erupted between the IFP and the ruling African National Congress, the ANC. But earlier this year, senior IFP members broke away from it to form the NFP.
There is a lack of trust among IFP supporters as to who is really loyal to the party and who is maybe sympathetic to this new party. So
Sakhela Ndlovu lectures politics at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. He says the focus in the province is now off the ANC, and it's the IFP and the NFP that are now fighting.
I think one of the biggest challenges we face in South Africa is that there's a high level of political intolerance.
Ndlovu says tensions building in KwaZulu-Natal ahead of the May vote.
And now, when you have a new party and the tensions are very high, there is a potential for violence, but hopefully the security forces will ensure that we don't see any violence.
But he adds that there's also excitement in the region. He says many people are waiting to see how the IFP does in the polls, given that some of its senior leaders have abandoned it for the NFP. Ndlovu remains convinced that the new party will take a lot of votes away from the IFP.
Wherever the leader of this new party has been, there's been a lot of support.
He's referring to Zanale Magwaza Msibi. In February, she quit her post as the IFP's national chairperson to form the NFP. She's also the former mayor of the Zululand municipality.
From what I know, she did run the municipality very, very well. His finances are in order. So I think her record as the mayor is good.
Ndlovu says this will make the NFP leader a formidable political opponent.
She comes across as someone who has good people skills, who seems to listen to people. And also, I must say, she has a lot of charisma.
Ndlovu says because of Magwaza Msibi's previously powerful position in the IFP, she's attracted several former high-profile IFP members to the NFP, causing a further erosion of the once powerful IFP.
In the last 10 years or so, the IFP has gotten weaker and weaker. And it's
the analyst says the NFP is set to do well in some previously IFP strongholds. He insists that will benefit the ANC more than any other party.
And I say this because if you look at the history of new political parties in South Africa, they are not able to sustain themselves.
Ndlovu says just as the Congress of the People emerged to challenge the ANC in 2009 but failed, so he expects the NFP to fade, leaving the ANC as the dominant political force in KwaZulu-Natal.
This infighting between the NFP and the IFP really gives the ANC an opportunity to go and mobilize support while these two political parties are busy fighting. And so my take is that in the medium to long term, the ANC will be the winner.
Other analysts say what's happening in KwaZulu-Natal is further evidence that there's space only for two players on South Africa's political scene, namely the ANC and the main opposition, Democratic Alliance. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.